Alicia was telling me her dad was Michael McLaughlin from Canada.
Yeah.
And that your dad would have been one of her brothers?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And what was your dad's name, Sarah? Do you remember? And your dad went out to Butte too? Your father was in Butte too?
Yeah, he must have been.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were born out there yourself?
I was born there.
My goodness. In 1913?
I expected something.
Something like that, yeah. Maybe it was 1971. You're looking very glamorous.
Well, thank you. I don't feel very glamorous. But anyway, thank God, I feel good. I mean, feel healthy, so
yeah,
that's important.
Yeah. So you were born in Montana?
That's right.
In Butte, Montana?
Yeah.
And but you left there when you were very young?
10 months, yeah.
10 months old.
Yeah.
And how was it, why did you leave, Sarah, do you know? Why did you leave when you were 10 months old?
Because my mum died. And my aunt brought me home and raised with my grandparents.
Here in Donegal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just you can see that it's from here, sitting watch it all the time.
It's not this house, no, it's down the street?
Yeah.
And you came back when you were 10 months old?
Yeah.
My goodness. And one of the aunts went out for you? Is
yeah,
that right?
One of my aunts, yeah.
And did you ever get back to Butte, Montana?
I was back once, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when did you go back?
I'm sure I forget now.
You were grown up, though, weren't
you?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember going back to Butte at all?
I don't really remember much about it, tell you the truth. A bad memory, anyway.
Yeah.
I have to admit that.
Yeah, yeah. When you were growing up here in Donegal?
Yeah, right, because I can see the house all the time from here for our citizens right now.
Yeah, yeah. What was it like growing up in Donegal?
All right, there was nothing wrong with it, really. I wouldn't pass much remarks, we just grew up with the crowd. And
yeah.
Weren't a lot of fun, but there were no hardships either.
You were in a big family, Sarah, were you?
No.
Oh, lots of cousins and so forth?
Yeah, that's right. I have a lot of cousins, but no brothers or sisters. Or
yeah.
No father, no mother, no, nothing like that.
Yeah, yeah. But you had a lot of company growing up.
I have a lot of cousins, yeah. Which were very good to me. She did be as a sister.
Oh. And did your grandma bring you up then?
Yeah.
Your grandmother?
Yeah.
But and you stayed here? You married here as well?
Yeah. The house, my home, just across the fields. So you see,
yeah. And was that, well, your father was McLaughlin?
That's right.
Was it your mother's mother that?
Mother was Canny.
Canny?
Yeah.
Right. So did you grow up then with your grandma Canny, your grandmother Canny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My goodness. And you're here, Sarah, with, you have family nearby?
Near?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a son living in that house.
Oh, good. So you've been here on this...
Son and his wife, yeah.
Very good. And you talk to Rita much?
Really, never, honestly. It's a shame. You think a phone call would cost a fortune. Don't know why. I haven't even got her phone number.
Uh-huh.
And she never bothers, and then I can't.
She said she was... when you came out to Butte... that you, she had found your mother's grave and that you went to your mother's grave.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, yeah.
That's what you want, that's why you went, that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Very good, and you got to do it?
Funny things people want.
I know.
That's one of the crazy things, I think. But
it brought you a long way, that wish that brought you.
It's a long ways. A long ways to be at Montana.
Yeah.
Don't know how anybody from here ever got out that far. Usually stuck in Boston.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Are you coming from
Go on. Hi.
Yes. I'm Bernadette.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Ruby.
Hello, Ruby.
And this is my husband, Brian.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm from Butte.
So where are you from?
Butte, Montana.
Oh, are you? Nice.
I'm from County Clare, but my husband is Brian.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Butte, Montana. And probably you didn't know that where I was born, did you?
In Montana, yes.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
That, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So are you Sarah's daughter-in-law?
No, it's my sister. It's Sarah's daughter-in-law. I'm staying with Dolores at the moment.
Oh.
Dolores has just gone shopping into the town.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, she had to like go to the bank. So I'm her sister, so I'm staying with her. I am from around here, obviously, but I'm in Liverpool at the moment. I live in Liverpool.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you knew that Sarah was born in Montana?
I did.
You heard
the
story?
Yes. Yeah, she was taken back by your aunt, weren't you, when you were only a baby?
That's right.
Yeah.
I interviewed Rita, Sarah's first cousin.
Right.
I'm doing a research project with the Irish of Montana.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
I interviewed Rita, and she told me the story of Sarah, and
yes.
how Sarah was born there, and then went back as
a baby. It's amazing that aunt was able to go all the way there and bring her back, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like years ago, would have been coaches and horses, wouldn't it? Come on.
Yeah.
I doubt there was trains then, was there? Was it trains? Or was it horses?
Would have been a train to Butte at that
there
stage.
There would have been a train,
19,
yeah.
Would there then?
Yeah, there would have been, yes.
Yeah. It was a long journey.
Oh, I bet. And then across the Atlantic would take about another 3 weeks, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if there was a storm, I think it took quite a while, really.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. With a very small baby.
Yes, yeah. Were you only six weeks old, Granny, when you left Montana?
I thought it was 10 months, but may I get mixed up sometimes too.
Yes.
10 months, that's what Rita said too.
Mm.
Rita said she thought you were about that age, almost one. Almost one.
Are you living here now? Do you live?
No, we live in Montana.
Oh, you live in Montana?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm from Clare.
Yeah, you're from Clare. So you've been there a while, have you, in Montana?
Yeah, 3 years.
Do you like it out there?
Love it, yeah. It's beautiful. But look out the window, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, the view is fantastic. Yeah.
It is, yes.
So do you like it over here, Ruby?
Ruby's having a good time, aren't you, love?
Have you met any little friends or girls?
Where are you living? Where are you staying?
My mother is the same age as Rita.
Yeah.
And she's down in County Clare. So we're in County Clare, but I had to come up to meet Sarah.
Okay.
I had to come up to Donegal.
Yeah. Would you like a cup of tea or coffee?
Not at all, Grant.
No, I'll get you one. Do you want tea or coffee?
I'd love coffee. Sorry, what's your first name?
Veronica.
Veronica.
And Dolores is Granny's mother-in-law. Dolores is
daughter-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Would you like tea or coffee?
I'd love a cup of tea.
Tea. Do you have sugar?
Just milk.
Just milk.
Yeah.
And what about yourself?
I'll have some tea, thanks.
Tea?
Yeah.
Ruby, would you like a drink of juice?
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Probably
you
have fine juice in this house.
We're making work for you.
No.
So, in her interview with us, Sarah, Rita told us about your trip to Butte a few years ago when you went to visit your mother's grave.
Yeah.
And she said you wore trousers.
Oh, I probably did.
And that you'd never worn trousers before.
Oh, I would change anything.
And she also remembered that you had gone camping to a place called Georgetown Lake, and that you wore trousers so that you'd be warm when you were camping. Weren't you tough? She has some great stories about her visits.
Oh.
Her visits over to Ireland.
Did she enjoy it?
Oh, she had spoke so fondly of it. And she first came, I think it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
And she flew into Belfast.
Yeah.
That was the only airport, the closest airport.
Yeah.
And she has some great stories about being in driving, getting from Belfast to here to Carindona in the 60s. But it was a very different Donegal then than it is now.
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely.
Do you see many changes, Sarah?
Oh, lots and lots of changes.
Yeah. Good ones or bad ones?
Well, the good ones. How do you like Ireland, huh? You like it?
Yeah,
I do. Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm sure there are also things you must like for playing and stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, Ruby was born in Cork.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. So she's a Cork woman, aren't you, Rubes?
Uh-huh.
Where do you live now? Can you tell Sarah where you live now?
Missoula,
Montana, you do. Good.
That's the most northerly county in Ireland, isn't it? Cork.
Southerly, yeah.
The most southerly one, I mean.
Yeah. So the furthest away from here, I suppose, without falling off. You, in your life here in Donegal, Sarah? Your life here in Donegal, Sarah?
Yeah.
You've been living here all your life, except for the first couple of months?
For almost 10 months.
Yeah.
No, nothing else. Well, probably lived and worked in America. No, young years.
Yeah.
My early 20s.
Yeah. And do you know, Sarah, do you have like an American passport or do you have any?
Yeah. Well, I bet my roaming days is over.
Yeah, do you know, Sarah?
I did have a brave lot of it in my time, I'll tell you. I made a brave few trips here and there and every place else.
Yeah.
I probably went to America maybe 7 times.
Did you? You took to the road while you had the chance?
Yeah.
Good girl. When you were growing up, Sarah, did you have much sense of being American?
No. I had a very lonely life growing up, really, because I was brought up with my grandparents and they were old and didn't have any brothers or sisters. Just cousins, but they didn't live very close, but they were very close to me when they were got near me, but they lived too far away.
Yeah. And obviously you married an O'Donnell?
Yeah. You had nothing to do when you crossed the field. With that great low. Oh, I'm only joking.
It was easier to move across the field than across the Atlantic.
That's right. I was lucky I never met anybody and I was aware of what. Although I have nobody at home, I'll make a big difference now.
Yeah.
Where are you staying?
Last night we stayed down in Mallon.
Oh, did you?
Because we were very close.
Hmm.
Yeah. I've never been to this part of Donegal before.
Oh, have you not?
No, it's beautiful.
What part do you usually go?
Well, I went to college in Derry. I went to college in Coleraine.
Oh, in Korean.
I did, yeah.
Oh, that's not too far from here.
No, I used to live in Port Stewart, which is very nice. But I've been to, you know, Donegal Town and Bundoran.
Okay.
But I haven't been up in Mallet before now.
Will you bring me a little table over? One of those little tables? That's good. Okay.
It's a very small one here.
You're beautiful, Annika, aren't you?
And I'm not.
Thank you.
I don't know if you like this orange juice. It's only one I could get. It's the Irish Club. You know, they
know
it.
Yeah.
Sure,
I
can.
I bet you
she'll
love it.
Be perfect. Yeah. You have a picture up here. I think that's Georgetown Lake there. This painting.
I couldn't look at that. I thought that was only one there. I thought that was just one of them.
Do you have milk as well?
Yeah, please, yeah. That's the Pentland Range there.
Is that
a picture of family?
Is that
a picture of family up there?
That's all the family. That's all Granny's family. I think all the partners. Yeah, there's my sister Dolores.
You take it down if you want to.
These are all the boys.
Just now.
And girls. There's 10, isn't there, Granny? She had 10 children.
Okay.
Yeah. And she lost her husband when the youngest was only 2, were they?
No, 10 months.
10 months.
As well?
She lost, one was 2, one was 10 months. She lost her husband, yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, the painting up there.
The painting, yeah, that's Granny. And Granny's grandson, Michael, his wife, did that. Off Granny.
Right.
They're in Dublin. Michael's, Dolores is Nicky's son.
Yeah.
And his wife Jenny did that painting. So that might be a bit strong, is it?
Well,
some water in that?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll get to
that
in a minute. So.
Brian was wondering, Veronica, I don't know if, would you know, is this a photograph that was taken in Montana? Because it looks like Georgetown Lake.
I would imagine so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The family that's in Dublin, Rita had family that lived in Dublin too.
Yeah, her nephew Jack.
So I don't know if that's never known.
Yeah, that's the eldest would be Jay. Let's see, where's James? Oh gosh, that's. Mickey, that's Dolores' husband, so they're married. And then there's, they've all changed. The girls are in America. Eileen.
Brady.
Which is Mary? I'll just ask Granny which Mary is. Oh, there.
Yeah.
That's Mary, that's the three. And then there's Kathleen as well. She lives local. She's out about 5 miles away, isn't she, Kathleen? Dolores will be able to tell you better who they all are. But I mean, it's all with family, yeah, with their wives and husbands.
Sarah, what a big family you had. You were a busy woman.
Yeah.
I'm one of 7. But,
yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. And you went to America as well a few times, didn't you? To like Boston to see her girls. How many times did you go, Granny? About 3?
Oh, past count to 7, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
On your own? You travelled on your own as well, didn't you?
Well, the girls were there.
To meet you, yeah.
It was
easier
for me
to go.
But
you know, for somebody that hadn't done lots of travelling,
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one time at the airport, remember your passport wasn't right? And they wouldn't let her on the plane because you've got an American passport, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was all kerfuffle, and yet you'd just been dropped at the airport and everyone gone off, and then they were saying, oh, you can't travel on this passport. I don't know how you got around it in the end.
I don't know. I just remember, funny after you got out about that, I just remember.
Yeah, do you remember that?
When
it
you,
was a great...
I just remember
the,
when you tell me.
Yeah.
You talked your way out of it, Sarah.
Oh, I had some great experience in my time.
How old are you, Ruby?
How old are you?
3.
And what age are you going to be at the end of the month? On the 24th?
4.
There was a little girl here the other day, Sarah, who would be Granny's great-granddaughter, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, like Maria's little one.
Yeah.
She'd be about the same age. She was 4 in March.
Yeah.
She's a very busy little girl, isn't she?
Yeah.
There's another Sarah.
Yeah. She's called Sarah, yeah. She is, yeah. That's
yeah.
Do you mind if I take a picture of your family, Sarah?
Of course not.
Thank you. That's very impressive. I was telling Sarah, Rita remembered in her interview that when Sarah came to Butte, she wore trousers for the first time.
Oh, for the first time? I've never seen you in trousers. Isn't that funny?
And that they went camping at Georgetown Lake. That's why we think.
Oh, yes.
I would know that spot really
would
well.
Would you really?
Yeah, there's a road that she just stepped off of, and that's Georgetown Lake, and then those are called the Pentler Mountains there.
And again, I'm going to ask you for a favor.
Would you like a biscuit? Are you all right? Do you want some more tea, Granny?
No, I just wanted
you
to
want
take it out.
Sure. You're all right with
that?
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. The chair cracked into.
Oh, no, you have to open it properly. Look. There you go. And look, you're going to give me a bite, won't you?
Mama, I will.
Oh, big bite. Do you remember, Sarah, what your parents' names were?
My parents?
Yeah.
Wally.
What were their names?
Wally was my father's name, and Bridget was my mother's name.
Bridget was your mother, and your father was?
Wally.
Right.
William, I suppose you would say, but Wally was.
So your father was Willie O'Loughlin?
Yeah.
McLaughlin, sorry. Willie McLaughlin.
Yeah.
And your mother was Bridgie?
Kenny.
And your mother was obviously from around here, and,
yeah,
and your father, too?
Yeah. Well, from the other side of the town.
And do you?
From the other side of Cairn.
Right.
I'll go up. Yeah. I think Dolores should be back soon, so she just lives here, so call up and say hello to her.
Oh,
well,
course,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Would you like to come and see the cars outside?
Oh,
do you want to go see the cars? Should we go and see them?
Could go.
Right back in the house.
Yeah, we just go and see. These are Mickey's cars, Granny's cars. I'll look at that. And there's a dog. Do you like dogs? There's a dog. And you know who's called?
And your parents?
Oh, sure enough. Mother died when I was born. I never saw my father.
You never saw him?
No. I was raised with my grandparents.
Were they married before they went to America?
Oh, yeah.
They were married here?
Yeah.
And growing up here, Sarah, did you have things like stations?
Yeah.
They're a big event, aren't they, locally? Did you ever have the stations in your own house?
Oh, yeah, but maybe every 7 years you would have them.
Right, and with a lot of the locals would come in there.
Yeah.
We stopped down the road, you know, looking for your house.
Well, my home's, if you look out the window there, you see the trees.
Up there on the hill?
Yeah.
Is it the?
It's up there in the trees.
Oh, is it the white one?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think if you see it white, but it's in the middle of them trees, you know.
Right. You stayed local, Sarah?
Yeah.
Can you manage that, though? That's a family tree, is it?
Why don't you hold that up for me?
Oh, baby, yeah, let's have a look. Oh, this is the O'Donnell family tree.
Yeah.
There you go. A lot of reflection on it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. There you are.
What part did you just come from again? My memory's failing.
Oh, we just, tonight we just came from, today we just came from Mallow.
I know, yeah.
But I'm from County Clare.
Oh, you're from when?
I am.
Oh, I have a son in law from Clare.
Oh, do you? Whereabouts?
Oh, God, I could hardly tell you right now what part it's from.
It's a long way down.
Yeah.
But it's not as far as Montana. So I'm married to Brian and we live out in Montana. I'm just home for the summer.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Brian's family is Butte Irish as well.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. His father was the ferreter and his grandfather came from Ballyferreter in West Kerry.
Oh, very good.
And then on his mother's side, they're Downies from Cork.
Okay.
So,
friends all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. He was always, can you check as well? He was always interested in his Irish background.
Yeah.
So Brian then had another cousin from Butte, a Downie, and she came to Dublin to do a master's. She went to college in Trinity.
Yeah.
And I was going to college in Trinity, and we ended up being flatmates. So she introduced me to Brian. So now I live out in Montana, and it's all her fault.
So, I'll trust her.
Yeah. So we, you came from there to here, and I went from here to there.
Yeah.
It's a long old way, but it's beautiful out there.
Look, my home over there, you just can see it in the bushes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I didn't go too far.
No. The view was beautiful, Sarah.
Yeah, it's quite nice. If you could live on a view, it'd be great.
And was the winter hard?
Pardon?
Was the winter very hard?
Not really, no. We pass no remarks. What comes and goes. And
yeah.
We go with it and that's it.
Yeah. My mum was saying how it was so, it was very wintry. It was almost like the winter I was having out in Montana. There was snow and ice. And
yeah. I think it's a lot worse out there though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot worse. I'll never get used to it. I have 3 winters done now and I'll never get used to it.
Is that all you're at?
Yeah.
From Cork?
I was working in Cork at the university down there at UCC.
Okay.
And Brian and I were living there and that's where Ruby was born. And then we moved out to Montana when she was one. When she was 11 months old, so it's almost the same as you, but in reverse.
My goodness.
And there's cattle here outside the window. Is this your farm? Your family farm?
Yeah, that's my son's, yeah.
Did your grandparents have a farm as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
So you're used to working?
They're not big farms, only small farms. He really could not make a living out of them or anything like that. You'd have to have some wee stage job.
Yeah.
But we get there.
Get by.
Step by step.
So you were used to the work when you moved over here?
Oh, yeah.
Did you find us?
Well, I said it works for several of mine. But for whatever reason, I don't know, everybody's born different and whatever way it is, you have to carry on.
Yeah. Well, you were working with 10 children, never mind the farm. 10 children is a lot of work, Sarah.
Well, the children didn't demand as much that time as they do now. To be easier in 10 that time than it would be now, really in 1.
Do you think so?
I'm nearly sure of it.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
People demand far more now than they did that time. They've just got food and clothes. Now they're looking for this and looking for that and looking for the next thing and things that you never heard of. A lot harder.
It's true. People's used to get by with a lot less.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could sure learn. Just be thankful.
Exactly. And when you had the children, Sarah, did you have help or were you still working in the, like, doing some of the farm work as well?
Oh, no, I never had to work on the farm.
Did you have chickens or pigs?
I think 10 children was enough about that.
10 of them was enough, anyway. Did you have it?
I never thought a thing of it. It's just, you never look for much and you never get much.
It's true. Did you, when you had the children here, did you get out and about much, or was it mostly about being in the house?
Being a good mother.
Yeah.
No running in it. But anyhow, we didn't demand much and we didn't get much, so we still get on.
Do you remember much about your grandparents that brought you up?
Well, not a lot. I wouldn't say I have the best memory in the world.
Yeah.
Never had. And it's not getting any better.
No.
or never will now. We're getting worse every day.
Sure. You'll remember what's important. They brought you up, they sent your aunt out to get you.
Pardon?
They sent your aunt out to collect you from Butte, Montana?
Yeah, an aunt. Come and God, man. It wasn't easy for a young girl to go such a long distance and bring home a baby either. Hello?
You were up in our house ground in the morning we left.
Cool. Well, it's a good job.
Would have gone.
No.
You know, and at 15, they wouldn't have came with you after that anyway. You know, like Maria, our eldest, was 15 that time. And the youngest was 7. And we kind of were saving up in this big jar. We put 50 cents and pence, or 50 euros, into, or 50, what was it that time?
50
pences into the
yeah.
jar. You know, and it was her daughter kept saying to me, come, because if you don't come, you'll never ever make the trip.
Yeah. And
so
how many children did you have?
4.
Oh my goodness.
So we went there, we went to Canada because my nephew was getting married in Canada. So we went to Canada and Boston and New York, and it was a brilliant trip.
My goodness.
And we're not holiday makers, but that was a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful photograph.
Do you want your husband to
take
a photograph of that?
Photograph.
That's okay.
That's
all right.
Right.
Yeah. That's grand. And I actually have Granny's wedding photograph up in our house, which you can take a photograph of that as well.
Great.
Of Granny, because I say I got it developed there, Granny, recently, and that's why it's out of this here. You know. Anything else now?
So you were born in Butte, Sarah?
Yeah.
And you were reared in Cavadooey?
Yes.
My goodness. And you have, as I said, you went back with. What age were you when you went back to your mother's grave?
God, I haven't a clue.
You were 89, Brian, I think.
What?
89, I think. I think that was about
I could hardly
age,
believe that.
Yeah, I'm sure that you were 89, all right, when you went back.
Would I accuse you of telling lies, though?
No, but I'm nearly sure that's what you were, and you know, there's there's photographs of you kneeling at the grave, and I'd be looking at them thinking, look at the way she was able to kneel at that grave, and I'm 20 years younger than that now, and I couldn't do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
You know. It's amazing though that you didn't go when you were younger, Granny, because you mean you were in America so many times.
Mm.
You know. How many times were you in America, Granny?
Must have been 7.
Oh, 7. You were in it 10 times since I met you, and I don't know many times before
did
that. We always say to her, if her husband had a love, there'd be no love in America.
Oh, right.
There were a man across the road called me Jekyll and Kennedy.
That's right. Because my mother was in America when she was Granny's age, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
But she never got back to America again.
Yeah.
Because Daddy lived, and you know the way then, Irish men, I think they didn't go anywhere, so the
yeah.
woman didn't go either.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know what about your house, but you know, that was the way.
Mm.
Men didn't want to go, and the women definitely wouldn't leave them.
Exactly.
Nobody
yeah,
would have left
yeah.
Daddy in a million years.
No, they wouldn't have been able to manage without
them.
They
wouldn't. I think Daddy could have made a cup of tea in his own, kind of. And Mommy certainly wouldn't have left them. And by the time Daddy died, it was too late, then she was too. She wouldn't have been able to go.
And what age, Sarah, was what age were your children when your husband died? The youngest, you said, was a baby.
What age was the youngest?
Mary was 10 months, Granny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just leaving it to answer herself. She had, Mary was 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what, James was 14, wasn't it? So 14 down to 10 months.
My memory's getting very bad these times, you know, I really...
But you remember that, Granny, when
yeah.
you knew Mary was...
Yeah.
Mary wasn't quite a year, because if he died, he was buried on the 15th of November, which was the Cairn Fair Day.
Mm.
You haven't got there on, have you? Any sounds? You haven't any sounds going on that there now?
And if you cut, yeah.
Are you recording?
I am, yeah, don't want your stuff.
What?
Talking about
did you not hear me say that when I when you came in? I just switched it on there. And
what's
that?
You can edit it, you can edit it. That's why I'm waiting on Granny to say her own things,
yeah.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
But it was saying, well, your husband was buried on the 15th of November, and Mary's birthday, she wasn't a year until that Christmas. Wouldn't that be right?
Well, my memory is gone.
You're right. She's not bad, is she?
Amazing.
Ah,
yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
amazing.
It was only worse for be hopeless.
Absolutely amazing, Granny.
No, the memory's all right.
Sarah, tell me, you... So you have 10 children, is that right?
Yeah, that's... I remember that much.
Yeah. But obviously you had no brothers and sisters, but you had a very big family of your own.
No. I have no brothers or sisters or nothing. Cousins, a few cousins.
Yeah.
Lots of cousins, weren't
they? Lots of cousins.
Yeah, lots of cousins.
And you said your cousins were very good to you?
Definitely. Sisters couldn't be any better.
Yeah. Yeah, but you said earlier, Sarah, when you were growing up with your grandparents, that you were very close to your cousins, but that they didn't live right there nearby.
That's right. They were very good to me because they knew I was on my own. Both older people, you know. Yeah, the cousins were treated me like a sister.
Oh, they did indeed.
But you have an American passport.
Yeah.
So you have, and on your, you have all the certification and everything, your birth cert that you
yeah.
were born in. You were born in Butte, Montana.
Yeah.
When you went back to Butte about 10 years ago.
Yeah. I would use the American one going over, and then I'd use the Irish one coming back again.
To two passports.
Oh yeah, so does Ruby. To the two passports, that's very handy.
Mm.
And get you out of any scrape. And you had you went to your mother's grave in Butte.
Yeah.
And do you remember that at all?
Don't remember much about it. I really have a bad memory.
But you knew you wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a pity because we have a photograph of you kneeling at the grave, but I wouldn't know where to put my hand on it now.
Not
to worry. You know.
Not to worry. But you that
me
was
me kneeling at the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew you wanted to go, Sarah.
Yeah.
You had that.
Mm. Well, Rita must have some time finding the grave as well. I mean, I never would have found it myself.
No, I'm sure Rita and them would have known the grave from living there. I'm sure they would have run out.
The big, big, big cemetery has us. whole place around
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Yeah, she said she tracked it down, that she was buried with her sister, I think she said. That she found, she wasn't where she was expecting her to be anyway, but she found it eventually.
Your granddaughter, Granny, was a good help that time as well.
Oh, good, eh?
Chrissy, she was at university there, so she kind of was a wee bit of the reason that you did go out then, wasn't that it?
Mm.
She did a lot of research.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be tiring you out, Sarah, but I'm very grateful that you were happy to talk to me today, and I really appreciate meeting you.
So we're glad she wasn't dreaming.
Yeah, you didn't make me up. I'm here.
I think you must be getting a wee bit deaf too. Maybe it was just as well.
But you were, so you were born in 1913 now?
Yeah, that's right.
My goodness, I'm back at 10 months.
I'll be killed for staying so long.
Oh, you see, you're one of the good ones, so we have to hang on to you for as long as possible. Have you been out there at all, Dolores?
Not to Montana at all. Mickey would like to go out to Montana. And I have a cousin, she's a nun, she's out on the Indian reservation out there. And she's always saying to me to come out, but I wouldn't be a traveller. I'm not good at...
Yeah.
Do I share it off?
Yeah,
plan.
Yeah,
because
this doesn't.
She
didn't wear
a table.
She did. Oh my goodness. Well, as I said earlier, Sarah, when I was talking to Rita,
yes,
she remembered corresponding with you.
Yeah.
And that she had asked her parents for the. Their Irish, for their addresses of their Irish
yeah.
relations, so she could start writing to them as a child, and that's how she made her connections with her Irish relations.
Yeah.
So did she correspond with you? Did you correspond with Rita when you were younger?
Probably, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Rita was home here one time.
She was.
Yeah.
She spoke about. In 1960, she started collecting money.
Yeah.
And then she came out a few years later. She came out to meet everybody. And she's been here a couple of times, I think.
Yeah.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's great crack.
It takes a lot of money for little pleasure. But
I think Rita got her money's worth.
Yeah, probably.
Think
well, if she really wanted to come, she would, you know.
Yeah. I think he showed her a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did. And you, when you went out with your own son, went out with you to Montana. When you went, I understand. You didn't go on your own, but you went camping and everything. So I think you had a good time too.
Oh, God, I would have a good time. I would enjoy it no matter how it went. I remember sitting around the campfires at night and we'll have lots of fun.
Beauties. I think they must have had a very hard life in Butte when they went out. Your parents probably were very hard workers.
Yeah.
It was a hard life.
Well. It's kind of tough growing up when your parents and your brothers or sisters or nothing. It's kind of hard.
Must have been very hard. Did you find it lonesome, Sarah?
Yeah, that time. Well, then I got married and my own family is busy enough to forget about yourself.
You made up for it later.
Yeah.
With ten of your own.
Yeah. Well, Dolores, tell the truth, is as good as any other family. She's very, very, very good, so very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could get the right tinker, you know.
But you didn't.
Didn't.
You did well.
Very lucky and I'm very thankful to God for it.
Yeah. And she's married to your son, Mickey.
That's right.
Mickey chose well.
And he, I would say he's very good to me as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's lovely.
Was it? Well, I said my mother said we can find any fault to their sons anyway, but I don't think I could find any fault even if I tried. So I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky in lots of ways and unlucky in some others. You kind of won them all.
You won a fair few though, Sarah, by the looks of it.
Pardon?
You won a fair few, you won some.
You kind of won them all.
So your house before Dolores came in there, we were talking, your house is over here.
Yes, you have to pull around a wee bit further to see it. Up in the bushes there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the school was down here, near the water?
Yeah.
So you used to walk to school?
Yeah, I just walked to school no other way.
And what age were you when you finished school?
When I went?
Yeah.
Oh, like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
I just forget, to tell you the truth.
And you finished school here and then you were working in the a home place?
Yeah.
Did you work in Carn Donagh or anything like that?
No, and I never worked any place. So I was always at home.
Yeah. And you married into this house then?
Married, plenty of work again.
You made work for yourself?
Yeah, nice what you make it. You can't go and blame anybody.
It's true.
But I wouldn't change a thing. Good long, all right. Everybody's well and everybody's happy and everybody's good and what the hell more than that do you want?
You, when you came here and married into the O'Donnells.
Yeah.
Your husband was a farmer?
Yes.
Yeah, so what was that? What was life like then to be working the farm, living on the farm?
It was just hard work for very little. But everybody seemed to just get what to do them and they asked them for nothing more.
Would you have to get up early?
That's about the size of it. People are easier pleased then, there and there. You got food and clothes and you never asked for nothing else.
Yeah.
We never looked for anything else.
Was there a lot, would you have to get up very early with the farm?
Oh no. Up any time you wanted.
Sounds ideal.
All about it for yourself as soon as you get up. And what would happen if you didn't get up? No, I didn't have to do much on the farm really.
And you had 10 children in this house?
Pardon?
You had 10 children in this house?
That's right.
And did you do all your own baking and cooking and everything?
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you have any?
I used to bake a stone of flour in the day.
You used to what?
Bake a stone of flour with wild appetites that I had. God, you'd bake a big scone of bread and it'd be gone and you'd be looking at it.
You said you used to bake a stone of flour?
Well, yeah.
How often would you use a stone?
Well, we would bed in 4 stone bags, the flour, and it wouldn't last a week.
A 4-stone bag wouldn't last a week?
Yeah.
You did all that baking?
Yeah.
And was it scones and bread?
Yeah. Never bought any bread, I made it all.
Yeah.
Those things that was great to get a loaf. Loaf at Christmas. Hello? Yeah. That's my daughter calling from America. She said she'll come out and she'll call me later on.
So you never bought bread? You used to make it all yourself?
Yeah.
And scones?
Yeah.
What else used to cook?
The thing at Christmas, we got a loaf.
I bet it wasn't as good.
I mean, the bread was very healthy and, better, but we couldn't afford to buy it. No, I even tried. lot cheaper to buy the flour and make the bread, because we nearly always would have plenty enough to our own to make it, so it was cheaper.
What else used you cook, Sarah? You used to cook dinner every day for everybody?
Oh, good. It wouldn't be Ireland if you didn't get dinner.
What kind of food would you cook for dinner?
Well, different things. Bacon, some days meat, and some different things.
Did you use a lot off the farm?
Not a lot, but kept it going.
And the children, your own children went to school locally?
What?
Did your own children go to the school you went to?
Yeah.
Is it a Catholic school?
No, there were no Protestants hardly around here.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had a wee school of their own or not. No, there were very few. None around here at all.
And did you see much trouble during the Troubles, Sarah?
Not really, no. Nothing around here, no.
It was quiet enough.
I think there's some troubles going on now. In Belfast, other than there.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a rumour.
I thought I heard maybe I dreamt it.
Yeah. But it was quiet here anyway?
It was quiet there for a long time.
Was it always quiet, even in the 60s here in Carndon?
No. I don't know why people have to be always fighting over nothing.
Life's short.
Everybody will get what they need and what more that they want.
Well, Sarah, you travelled a long way
as
a small child to come back to Carndonagh.
No. And the funny what's before you too. Really and truly.
You said you, Dolores said you did get correspondence from your father when you were a child. He wrote to you a few times, she said.
Ah, thank you.
But you never saw him again?
No.
Well, Donegal was lucky anyway to get you back. Carndonagh got you back. And you made your mark.
Yeah. Oh, I just loved to cross them. See the house from here.
So your husband, Sarah, did you know him all your life then?
Yeah, what?
Your husband that you married here, did you know him when you were a child?
Oh, God.
You got married young? Were you young when you got married?
When I met him?
Yeah.
I forget what age I was there, yes, I don't remember.
I suppose you always knew him in a way, if you were just across the field.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely.
We might never have got married under the mother died. I mean, I would never mind going to live with anybody. So she died, and then that's happened then, right away.
Yeah, oh, really? You wouldn't have...
If she hadn't died, we probably never would have gotten married.
Oh.
People couldn't afford a second home that time.
Yeah.
Now you'd... People can manage far better, however they do it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Must be more money or something, or we're bad managers or something. Something wrong someplace.
There's more debt. I don't know if there's more money, but there's more debt.
Mm.
So you wouldn't have come in if she was, you wouldn't have married in if she was still there?
Oh, God, no, no way. No way in hell.
You wanted your own house?
No, two women can live in the same house. You have to admit that yourself.
It's true.
No, two women can live in the same house. Men could live far, far better than women. Women, maybe it's only a notion to me, but I do think two women wouldn't live, couldn't agree all the time. They have to be fighting about living someplace. Oh, God.
Especially the mother-in-law. So you came in here then?
Yeah.
And then you set about having your own family and your own life?
That's right. No boss.
You were the boss, Sarah.
I didn't. Something I didn't wish to be, but I had to be.
Such a big family. You had a lot to organise.
Well, when my husband died, then it's a whole different story.
Yeah.
You have to sit up and take notice and think what you're doing and try and do it as best you can.
Well, you obviously did a great job. The photograph.
I don't know why it should have happened because I had no brothers or no sisters or nothing, and I don't know why I had a. It's a bit taken again as well. So you have to put up with these things. There's nothing you can do about it.
No. But you obviously did a great job with your own children.
Well, there's only room for someone.
Yeah, you found room. You found room.
So we've all the photographs and all taken out.
Oh, you're very good.
All taken, yes. Well, I see you get nice, more nice flowers.
Yeah,
so I'll put them down to water.
Well, I'll let you get some rest, Sarah, but...
Yeah, she usually has a wee rest now in the afternoon. She'll let us start now in the afternoon. Did you write any for today, Ronnie?
Yeah, I should have.